as I say, it's very good to be back home in the Philippines, and especially to be out of quarantine. So I have a lot of things in my mind. Of course, I haven't been preaching for a long time. One of my concerns is my own health, because I can't really hear myself. I feel like I'm inside a seashell or something, you know, when you put a shell next to your ear and you can hear the ocean. That's what it feels like. So I have no idea how loud my voice is to you. In fact, I haven't spoken into a microphone for a while. So I have to get used to the changes. Well, one of the changes I have to get used to is being back in a very restricted environment. When I got to the States, I was really surprised how open everything was and how few restrictions there were. You know, very few, no restrictions at all in the mass. And almost nowhere did we have to wear masks or anything. When I went to visit some elderly people in nursing homes, they had to put on a mask and be very careful. But other than that, almost nothing. Then when I got on the plane, of course, in air travel, you have to wear a mask. And I went from New York to Hawaii, then Hawaii to Guam, and then Guam to Manila. Too much flying. I don't recommend that many stops. And then I ended up locked in a room for 6 days. So I went from great freedom capability of traveling just about anywhere I wanted without any restriction to being absolutely restricted. I couldn't even go out of the quarantine hotel room. I could only open the door to receive the meals. That was it. So from one extreme to another. And that's in the back of my mind as I turn to today's gospel, which is all about looking for the coming of the kingdom. Where is it? Is it here? Is it there? Where do we have to go? Should we run around looking for it? Well, I had this experience of leaving. It was very early on Wednesday morning last week, so I wasn't able to say Mass on Wednesday. And I was traveling all day. I arrived late Thursday here in the Philippines, so I wasn't able to say Mass on Thursday. So 2 days in a row, no Mass, no Eucharist. On Friday, and someone brought me a Mass kit so I could offer Mass in the hotel room. But on Friday, I was so exhausted and sick, I couldn't do anything. And it wasn't until Friday evening that I actually was able to get the energy to offer a Mass. And there I was, locked in the room, and I said, oh, isn't this something? I came halfway around the world, and I meet the same Lord Jesus in the same Eucharist, in the same Mass, as I had 3 days earlier in New York, New Jersey. So I said, I didn't have to travel all that far to find the Lord. He's here. And I think this is a part of the insight we can gain from reflecting on today's gospel. The Pharisees ask, well, when is the kingdom of God going to arrive? Where is it? And they want to see it. And Jesus says, it's not like that. You don't have to go running around, and you don't have to have anyone point it out to you. The kingdom of God is among you. Behold, the kingdom of God is among you. It's, in other words, it's right here. It's not something we have to grasp or find or even develop. It's something we have to open ourselves to. It's a matter of what the spiritual writers call active receptivity, not something that we accomplish. What came to mind this morning when I read this gospel again was that well-known story about the first man in space. You've probably heard this, the Russian cosmonaut, Yuri Gagarin. Gagarin? I don't know how to pronounce his name, but Comrade Yuri, the very first man who was able to enter into outer space. And according to the story that I always heard, when he got up there, he said, I don't see any God up here. But later on, more recently, I found out that he actually never said that. It was the Soviet agency. Of course, the Soviets were an atheistic country. So they said when Comrade Yuri got to outer space, he didn't see God there. So they put the words in his mouth, but he never said that. And as it turns out, he was a believing Christian, Yuri Gagarin. And so he wouldn't have looked for God in space or on Earth or anything. He was just doing his job. He was serving his country, and he was and pursuing the ends of science, which is a very good thing. But a person of faith doesn't expect to see God more in one place or another, because Jesus said that's not how it is. You don't find the kingdom of God in one place, not another place. The kingdom of God is among you. So you don't have to go to outer space. You don't have to have better technology. You don't have to have a bigger telescope in order to find the kingdom of God. What we need is a heart open to the gift of the kingdom. There's a quotation attributed to C.S. Lewis about this story about the first man in space. And I don't know if this is true either, but according to the story, C.S. Lewis, when he heard that the cosmonaut Yuri said he didn't see God in space, C.S. Lewis, a Christian writer, said something like this: well, that would be like Hamlet going into his attic and saying, I can't find Shakespeare up here. I don't know if C.S. Lewis said that, but it's a very clever way of saying, because Hamlet, you know, is a fictional character created by Shakespeare. and Hamlet's attic would be created by Shakespeare. So Hamlet doesn't find Shakespeare anywhere, because everything that Hamlet is and experiences is all Shakespeare. So it's a pretty good analogy. The kingdom of God is nothing that we grab or develop or control, because everything is the kingdom of God. In other words, everything that comes from God in our life is expression of or manifestation of his kingdom. He's everywhere. You don't have to run around. Excuse me. Well, the description of wisdom in today's first reading gives us something of this sense of the all-pervading presence of God. It's a beautiful reading. If you take it slowly, there's lots of adjectives describing wisdom. Sometimes these are used to describe the Holy Spirit. But it's a personification of wisdom as a spirit that is beautiful and subtle and multifaceted and present everywhere and powerful and somehow making present the goodness and beauty and power of God everywhere. It's way beyond our understanding and way beyond our control. That's why it doesn't make sense to go running around. The better way to open to discover wisdom is to open ourselves to wisdom. Open our hearts to wisdom. Open our hearts to God. Open our hearts to the Spirit of God, to the kingdom of God. And when we do this, we are enriched. Was it this Sunday, the story of the poor widow? And I said, I'm all confused in my days, but the poor widow had this awareness. How could the poor widow have put more money in the treasury than everybody else when she didn't have any money? Well, because she was more receptive. She was more in tune with the dynamic of how God works. God gives and gives and gives. He's present, he's merciful, he's powerful, he's beautiful. And so a person who's open to that beauty and power has a lot to give. Maybe not money, but has a lot to give. And that's what the widow knew. Today's saint is like that. Well, all the saints are like that, of course. But St. Martin of Tours is today's saint. You know the famous story, probably, of the time when Martin, who was a soldier at the time, met a poor beggar shivering in the cold. And what did he have to give the man? Well, he took his own cloak and cut it in half with his sword and gave half of his own clothing to the beggar. Where does a person get that kind of freedom, that kind of selflessness? It's something that we receive from God, because God is like that. He's generous and selfless and concerned about the other. He's love. Anyone who is open to this spirit discovers that the kingdom of God is among us. And anybody who's more concerned about himself, caught up in fear, caught up in pride, or caught up in control, and this is the way, you know, it is, the political system is like this, and the concerns about the pandemic are like this, everybody's looking out for themselves. People with that attitude can never find the kingdom of God, no matter where they go. So let us open our hearts to this gift that is so freely offered to us. And in discovering it, let us also share it with one another.